This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. Well, it looks like the bull charge is going to continue. We are in the midst of a roaring bull market. The SGX Nifty is, suggests that the start is going to be in the green. Yesterday, new records were created on the benchmark indices. The Nifty Bank, too, in the last 1 hour, went on to scale past that, hit its new record high levels. This morning, the global cues are flat. U.S. markets had a mixed finish. The U.S. August retail sales data at 0.7% growth was better, however, than what the street was anticipating. So once again, the street has started talking about Fed taper, which is what pushed up the U.S. 10-year bond yield to levels of 1.34%. The Brent crude prices, however, continue to hover at elevated levels of $75.50 per barrel mark. For our own markets, there are a few positives. For instance, the government has set up a bad bank, which will clear the NPA mess. They're looking to resolve 2 lakh crore of stressed assets. So PSU banks could be in focus. The FI buying continues. Yesterday, the FIs bought 1622 crore in the cash market. In the last 5 trading sessions, they've bought close to 5,400 crore in the cash market. And there is the GST council meet, which will be tracked very closely today. Talking about individual stocks, Serum has announced that it will be acquiring a 15% stake in Biocon Biologics for a post-money valuation of $4.9 billion. So Biocon will be in focus. Hero Motor Corp has announced price increases effective 20th of September to pass on the rise in commodity prices. August air traffic has seen a 34% jump on a month-on-month basis. So that is good news for aviation companies. Upgrades continue to pour in for Zee Entertainment. So today, Credit Suisse has upgraded the stock to an outperform because they believe a possible change in management could provide fresh solutions. And the target price by Credit Suisse now stands at 320 crore. And order wins have been announced by both Infosys as well as Intellect Design Arena. So IT stocks should be on your radar as well. Well, it's a Friday, so that, of course, is a big cue that we're tracking today. Have a good trading day and then, of course, a good weekend. We will be with you through the course of the day. Thank you for listening to this podcast. It's brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.